As we wrap up our mission trip this evening, I want to share just a brief thought. It will be brief, of one of the greatest lessons that I've learned this summer. Would you take God's word tonight and go to Mark chapter 5? Mark chapter 5, we'll read two verses together. As you're turning there, I would like to say thank you again to our pastor for, of course, the opportunity to preach tonight, but thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity I've had to help lead and coordinate the short-term mission trips this summer. It's been a blast. I've had a busy summer. I could bore you with the details about the miles I've traveled and different things, but I've just enjoyed it, Pastor. Thank you so much. Thank you, church family, again, for giving the Sigmanis the opportunity to serve here at Worth Baptist Church, working with the young people, being involved in short-term mission trips. It's just awesome. And of course, to everyone, thank you for being faithful to the local church that God has called you to. Thank you for giving and going for the furtherance of the gospel. And it's just like many have talked about, it's been a lot of fun traveling and serving together. Mark chapter 5, two verses, verse number 18 and verse number 19. The Bible says, "And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he would, that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath compassion on thee." Look at verse number 9, just two words. That's why it's going to be a brief thought. The word go and the word tell. And that's the message that I have for us this evening. Go and tell. Can I share just a brief testimony as we're wrapping things up? I'd like to share a picture with everyone. I want to introduce you this evening to two people. The first lady on the right side there, her name is Zulema Gonzalez. Does anybody know Miss Zulema by chance? Okay, everyone should be raising their hands because she was just up here. All right, you may not know personally, but she was just up here. Miss Zulema and Victor have been married for 30 years, I believe. They have two wonderful daughters, right, Nydia? And they have been members of Worth Baptist Church here for 7 years. She works, Miss Zulema works full-time at Trinity Lutheran Child Development Center as the Assistant Director of Education Coordinator. That's a tongue twister, Brother Cameron. And there's a fun fact that I learned about Miss Zulema and Brother Victor, I guess probably about a year ago, so we were having some tamales together. I enjoy having a nice meal with nice people. And Miss Zulema told me that she had been involved with child services since 1985 and goes all the way back since Washington State. So she's been at it a very long time. If you've got problems with kids, see Miss Zulema. She'll tell you how to work it out. The second lady in the picture, on the left side, her name is Francisca Lucia. No one in this room has ever seen Francisca or talked to her. She lives in a little town called Tierra Blanca. I was with Dylan Hester and Miss Zulema. Dylan, do you remember the story, the trip? We were walking through this community, and just like the folks from Mexico were saying, we're inviting people, children specifically, to a one-day neighborhood Bible club. We would go from house to house, as the Bible says in Acts chapter 5, verse 42, and daily in the temple in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And we weren't knocking on the door or at the gates because there really wasn't a door that we could get to because there was a lot of dogs, and we were scared of the dogs there. So instead of knocking at the doors or rattling the gates, we would yell something out like, "Hola, buenos dias," and just over and over and over again. And then we would watch out for the dogs. And many would come after Miss Zulema would be yelling, "Hola, buenos dias." Many would come out to greet us. And just like Katie said, they were very friendly and welcome. And I just so happened to believe that people came out because not often do you see a white boy, an Asian guy, and a Mexican lady at your house. So, what a great icebreaker. Francisca comes to the gate of her house here, and as Dylan even mentioned, man, it was such a poor, poor area. Hardly any of the houses had air conditioning, and it was 100 degrees. And Dylan and I did what we did best. When someone would come to the front door, because we know habla español. So we just stepped back and let Ms. Zulema do the inviting, connecting, and preaching the gospel. And I don't know everything that took place that late morning. And I didn't understand the conversations that was taking place. But I do know this. Francisca had tears coming down her face as Ms. Zulem was talking. And the next thing I know, we're bowing our heads. I know Ms. Zulema just shared the gospel with this lady. And then I hear Francisca praying out loud, repeating a prayer. And afterwards, I heard everyone say amen. And I knew that the prayer was over. They begin to hug. And both were crying now. And Francisca's tears earlier that you could tell were tears of doubt and discouragement were now tears of joy. Ms. Zulema translated to Dylan and I right afterwards that she said, I'm so thankful that God sent you by my house. Amen. That was just the beginning of the story. I now come to the greatest lesson that I learned this summer. And the greatest lesson that I learned this summer wasn't from a revival service. It wasn't because I was in a Bible college class. The greatest lesson that I learned this summer wasn't hanging out and fellowshipping with a bunch of preachers. The greatest lesson that I learned this summer was from these two ladies. Francisca didn't have any children at her home after we had talked, so maybe she didn't have a good reason to come to our neighborhood Bible club or vacation Bible school. But Francisca asked Ms. Zulema, can I take some of those flyers? I know where kids live in the neighborhood, in the community. And I'd love to help you pass out these flyers and invite children to this VBS. And literally, Dylan and I were very thankful. We passed out all the flyers that we had in our hands within just a few minutes. Because Francisca not only took flyers, but she directed us to a school which was right around the corner. They didn't have even street roads. We weren't even sure where we were at. They were all dirt roads. And she said, if you'll just go down this dirt road, take a left, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a school. And just within a few minutes, the kids are going to be dismissed. You can pass out all the flyers that you need. And within 15 minutes, she took half of the stack. We went over there. We passed out flyers, so much so that we didn't have enough for the kids. And we were back at our meeting place just waiting for everyone else. And I couldn't wait to brag. What's taking you guys so long to pass out these flyers? The lesson that I learned, can I give you just a statement here? And then I'm going to tie it together with the passage that we just read. We are to receive the message of Christ, and we are to relay the message of Christ. Amen. And it was just a reminder this summer. Tony, have you received the message of Christ like Francisca? And if you have received the message, are you relaying the message like Francisca? Tony, when's the last time you were so passionate about taking a stack of flyers and inviting kids to a neighborhood Bible club or to church? And as we close this evening, we'll look at this passage that we just read together. And that was the exact same message that Jesus Christ had for this man that was healed. He said, go and tell. What are we to tell others? We're to tell others the same wonderful news that has been given to us. One writer said it this way about the word go. Go is a word of deliberate action, divine advance, definite aim. We go for the Lord with the gospel to a lost world. To go requires action. It begins with where you are. The word go is not optional. It's imperative. The word go is not an invitation. It's a command. And may God help us to hear the message tonight loud and clear from everyone that's been up here. Let's go and tell. Why? Because remember that our God is not a distant God. He came to us. John chapter 1 verse 14. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The writer of the song put it this way. The gulf that separated me from Christ, my Lord. It was so vast, the crossing I could never afford. From where I was to his domain, it seemed so far, I cried. Dear Lord, I cannot come to where you are. He came to me. Amen. when I could not come to where he was, Christ came to me, and that's why he died on Calvary. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. Christ set the example for us by going, and may we now follow in his footsteps by going and telling. It's been wonderful to see all these pictures, to hear all these testimonies, but I want to remind us that the DFW area is looking for hope and peace, and we who have it must go and tell. And when we go, just like the tones of those that have given testimonies, and just like what Dylan said, there is joy in serving Jesus. Amen. So the message for us tonight is the simple two words that Christ gave to this man whose life was changed. Go and tell. Would you pray with me? With your head bowed and your eyes closed, I like to ask just make two simple statements. Our pastor is going to come and extend the invitation here. Maybe you're here tonight and you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Maybe you've been coming to church, but you're living in fear and frustration and doubts. Could I plead and beg with you, get that matter settled tonight, Sunday, August the 21st, 2022. And the second point I'd like to make as we pray is that this evening, I want to challenge you. I have put 100 gospel tracts, pieces of literature, on the steps here of what we call our altar. And I want us to make a recommitment in going out and telling people in our community about the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you go and tell? And I want to ask, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, be like Francisca Lucia, who was so excited about taking the gospel to her community. We're going to pray in just a minute, but I want to challenge those that took a short-term mission trip to be the first to come to these altars and to grab one or two or three gospel tracts. Don't take them all, but we want to get rid of 100 gospel tracts on the altar. And before you take it, would you just pray and ask God, dear Lord, this week, whether it's at McDonald's or Dutch Bros or at my workplace, help me to speak to someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you so much. My heart has been so helped and encouraged from these mission trips. Thank you for our church and our pastor and the emphasis that we have in getting the gospel to the almost 8 billion people in this world. As we think about that, help us just to be reminded somebody's given us the gospel. And so help us to follow this example of Francisca Lucia, who's excited about getting the gospel to her community. We thank you for these things. We pray. Would you stand with us this evening?